Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by the eclectic Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be here.
And you're absolutely welcome. And of course, lots going on as always. Had Chamber Coffee this morning. That was at Van Wall.
Mm-hmm.
So how did that go?
Great. It's always a great chance to get chamber members together to network and then see and hear more from our host. And so great opportunity to showcase businesses and stay connected with what's going on in the community. So thank you to our hosts, Van Wall, and thank you for everyone that came out. We'll be at Caldwell Parish next month.
Okay, cool. And of course, that's always on the second Friday of each month.
Second Friday of each month at 8 a.m.
And then actually, before we move on, let's talk about the ribbon cutting that happened on Monday at Birdies and Beers, and seemed to be a good turnout there, and officially welcomed them into the community.
Yeah, so we had a great turnout there. So chamber members, chamber board members of the Golf and Country Club, obviously the family there that has that business. And so really, they've been in operation for a couple months now, for as long as the golf course has been open for the season. But really, this was an opportunity to officially welcome them to the chamber network, reintroduce them. They've been a part of running the clubhouse for a number of years in the past, but kind of in the third rendition now. So making it official, welcoming them to the chamber, and making that introduction to the community as well. So for those that hadn't been out there for a while or didn't know the family from previous runs, then a great chance to kind of get out and see what's new. And like I said, welcome them. So, and it's fun to cut the ribbon.
Yeah.
So excited about having another chamber member, of course. Artie's getting excited about our golf outing that will be in August. So okay. Had some conversations about that too. So one thing on to the next thing, but I'm glad to have them on board and welcome them to the community.
Yeah, and we've been having great weather for golfing, actually getting a little hot out there. So make sure you stay hydrated. Speaking of outdoor activities, coming up tomorrow is the Bacoon Ride. So that will be coming through. Perry, I know you mentioned a little last week, but just a reminder about some heavy traffic and then volunteers as well.
Yeah, so this is an annual event. We don't do much with the coordinating, but we know that it happens and 2,000 riders come through town. So it's an opportunity for us to showcase our hospitality in the community, welcome riders, and then kind of help be a connector for what else to explore while they're here. Also provide directions from the trail to downtown, because sometimes that's a little bit, they're not regular riders, and then point them in the right direction for the beverage and food stop. It's Bacoon Ride, so there's bacon or pork food items along the trail. So they're doing the full loop of the Raccoon River Valley Trail and stopping at the Proletariat on their journey. So we'll help riders get from the trail to downtown, kind of welcome them to town, also be promoting Burr, providing the countdown for, you know, that event in February, and just kind of getting in front of that audience to get them excited about that. We invited Anywhere Bike Repair to join us as a pop-up. That was something that we heard last year and the previous years of, you know, without a bike shop in town, it's an opportunity for buying a tube or having some kind of quick fix. And so that's something that is new this year, is that they'll be a pop-up bike repair option and water bottle filling station and things like that. So it should just be fun. Just want everyone to be aware that this event is happening. It's coming through town. So increase traffic as they cross 141, as they're in town, and then as they're heading out through the trail. Timing wise, anywhere from like 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. really varies on people's paces, how long they're staying around, the weather. If it's real hot, people get an early start, but the main service time, I think, is 8 a.m. to noon or 1 p.m. is the official time. But we definitely see people trickle in and linger a little bit. So just want people to be aware of that event coming through town this weekend.
Awesome. And a great chance, like you mentioned, for the bikers to really kind of get a glimpse of Perry here. And then if people do want to volunteer, how can they go about doing that?
Yes, definitely. We'd love to have some volunteers, even just as cheerleaders along the trail, like I said, welcoming them to town right on 2nd Street and then at the chamber tent too. So just give us a shout out at the chamber office. We could use some help with set up with barricades and then actually during that time and afterwards too. So we have a sign up genius floating around there on Facebook, but then you can just contact the chamber or just show up and have fun and join us that way. So put you to work, or you can just watch people ride by, whatever you'd like.
Awesome. Okay. So again, that is coming up tomorrow. And then Farmers Market, this has been going on now for a few weeks, and coming up this next Thursday is special night.
Yeah, that's right. So we've got two down. We had the first market, which was very windy. Second market last night with Iowa PBS Kids. They're going to be joining us on the second and fourth Thursday of each month. So really great to see kiddos come out and take part in their activities, STEAM and early learning, and so early literacy. And so great to have that program here at the Farmers Market. And then any kiddos that participated got market bucks to then spend at the market. So that's really great to kind of get them started young, coming down to the farmers market, seeing what's out there, picking some fresh produce, and maybe learning a new recipe or something like that, taking it home and going from there. So really excited to have them on board second and fourth Thursday. And then next Thursday, I can't believe it's already our third Thursday already. We're just moving right along. We have our special events. So different themes, special guests. We have public safety night next Thursday. So it's always a popular one, the fire truck and the police vehicles, and we can get an ambulance down there. So it's fun for the kids to get up close and see those big vehicles and turn on the lights and, you know, hopefully not the sirens. Right. Sometimes it happens too. So the fire department will be doing their grill out as a fundraiser for them. And that'll be the food, as we always have some kind of food option at the farmers market. So 4 to 7 p.m. every Thursday now through the end of September.
And that is Patsy Park.
The farmers market is downtown on 2nd Street between Willis and Warford.
Okay, thank you for the correction there. And then can you give us some details here about the Young Professionals of Perry?
Yes, so it's been probably 10 years since this group has been active. We were kind of trying to look back and see, this was before my time, but kind of with some more folks here in the summertime, we saw it as an opportunity to bring some folks together. If you're new to town or if you're from Perry, have gone off to college and are home for the summertime, it's an opportunity to kind of band together and enjoy the summer a little bit, maybe do some professional development or do some networking. So it's still pretty loose, but there's three main events that will kind of be the focal for gathering a group of young professionals and reestablishing that group. So next Thursday, June 20th, there will be a gathering at Courtyard Cafe during their live music concert series. So people can come there, a very short program for kind of introductions and what Young Professionals is, getting people involved that way. I think there's plans for having a float in the parade and then gathering again at the street dance later this summer. So seeing who all comes and where the group wants to take it, but it's an opportunity for young people or young at heart to come together, enjoy each other's company, maybe learn some things, feel connected in the community, and see where it goes.
That's awesome. All right. So that'd be on the lookout for that market calendar for this next Thursday, June 20th.
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that. Again, we're speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, what else do you have going on?
Now it's a cuneiform question, isn't it?
Well, no. Now I'm trying to say what else instead of, is there anything else? Because I know that.
Yes, so what's next? So tonight, Sip and Shop, and then we are getting ready for the 4th of July, the 2nd Street Block Party. And so we still have some openings for vendors for the 4th of July and parade float ideas together, things like that. So put it on the calendar, Thursday, July 4th. And then Friday, July 19th is the street dance. So coming up real quick.
Okay, yeah. And we have the weather to do all of that. And so again, want to thank you for stopping in. Again, this is the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, always appreciate you taking time.
Hey, thanks.
You're welcome. And that's part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.